everyone, and welcome to Measurement Resources September 2014 webcast, Interview with the Author, The Impact Triangle. For those who are new to these monthly webcasts, I'm Sherry Chaney Jones, author of Impact and Excellence. I'm also president and founder of MeasurementResourcesCO.com. We are a consulting and research firm that helps nonprofit and government organizations measure and communicate their impact and value so they can serve in the world in a much bigger way. I'm so grateful and excited that you've joined us today. For those of you who are new, every month I provide a webcast that highlights a topic or resource that will help government and nonprofit professionals improve their organization's success and ultimately make our world a better place. In August, I announced a very exciting new series that I'd be doing on interviewing authors, because some of my most greatest insights and most life-changing moments have come from hearing one author talk to another author, and I wanted to give back and share with you that. So I will be interviewing authors of wonderful books and sharing their tips and insights with you. Last month it was my turn to be the author, and this month I'm really excited and honored to introduce to you Cindy Phelan. Cindy is the author of The Impact Triangle, and she's also the founder and president of Create Possibility. Cindy has over 20 years of nonprofit leadership, and prior to founding Create Possibility, Cindy worked at several YMCAs across the country, eventually landing as part of the executive leadership team at the second largest Y in the country, where she enjoyed great success. There, she tripled fundraising results. She thrived at community building, managed high-performing boards of up to 45 volunteers. So I'm super excited to present to you Cindy. Welcome, Cindy.
Hi, Sherry. Thanks so much. I was really excited when you asked me to participate in this author series. Such a great way to get information out to your audience.
Well, thank you. Well, before I get started, I want to say to the listeners that I love the content in the Impact Triangle. As you know, I want everyone to stop what they're doing and just take a moment and become more strategic, to become more data-driven, be intentional about their organizational culture, be intentional about their the success they're having so they can truly achieve their mission and have greater impact on those they're trying to serve. And so what I really love about your book is that you share with your readers the things that are going to help them stop this cycle of overwhelm, what they need to focus on and what they need to do. And I don't want to steal your thunder, but that's really why I think your book is so great, and let them achieve great results. So why don't you start off by telling everyone a little bit about your background. I know I did in the intro, but why did you decide to write The Impact Triangle? I know it's a really hard and daunting task to write a book, so why were you motivated to do that?
Yeah, sure. Well, as you noted, I worked in the nonprofit sector for many years, and 18 of those years as an executive director, and you know, I'm no different. I struggled early in my career, as so many people do, with all these competing priorities. You know, there's budgets to create and staff to manage and marketing to outline and, of course, funders to visit. That list goes on. And it just seems like there was never enough time or people or money. And even sometimes, as you know, it's tough to find time to figure out how we're going to measure success, right? So, mm-hmm. Of course, you know, there were moments that were really rewarding, but there was just as much stress and frustration. And it actually turns out that over 70% of executive directors are feeling frustrated because their organizations are under-resourced. So I realized something had to change or I was going to burn out. I didn't want to leave the sector because of that. So I started looking at things a little differently. I tried looking at what was missing, but at what was possible. And it was so interesting to see how things started to change. I tried to really focus on what mattered, on what was going to move the needle, as they say, in terms of outcomes relevant to the mission. And along the way, I realized that there are things that high-performing, successful nonprofits are doing that others who are just doing okay aren't doing. So I took the plunge, and I founded Create Possibility a few years ago so that I could help other nonprofits maximize their mission without the chaos, without that everyday feeling of things being so difficult. And one of the first things I did was to write The Impact Triangle as a resource for nonprofit leaders.
Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing that message with all of us, because I know it's the clients that I work with. It's just, oh, my gosh, measuring is one more thing, and this is a great resource for them to stop doing the things, I guess, that don't really matter. So tell us, what is exactly the impact triangle and why is it useful?
Right. What is this crazy thing we're talking about, the impact triangle? Well, so first, in terms of context, it's written for leaders of 501c3s, associations, foundations, really any nonprofit, volunteer, or staff person that's looking for clear direction, that's looking for ways to accelerate their impact. And it doesn't matter what the mission is or how big the organization is. But sometimes, you know, readers are finding this book helpful and they're just a startup, and others have been around for 50 years. So if it's really about if someone is really ready to get different results than they're getting right now, then they should read The Impact Triangle. And The Impact Triangle is the term that I use to describe three essential components that nonprofits really must possess in order to accelerate their impact, to really maximize their mission. So in the beginning of the book, I explained those three components and their mindset, relationships, and winning practices. So many times we want to jump right to the winning practices, right, when we have a new project or an initiative. It's like, show me the procedure or give me the template or what's the system, right?
Mm-hmm.
We tend to be action-oriented, which is a good thing. But, in fact, we really need to back up for a minute. And I love how you said that in the intro, you know, and really take a look at how we're thinking about a project or a strategy or a new initiative. For example, I hear all the time things like, my board won't raise money, or it's so hard to retain staff. Well, you know, if you think like that, it's going to be a reality. So the book addresses how to start by looking at what you truly believe in, what's really worth investing in, and then how can you adjust your mindset as needed. So that's mindset and a way of shifting that, if using the same example. Instead of saying, my board won't fundraise, you know, what if you said, I'm going to find out how I can equip my board members to get more comfortable with some role to help us fund the mission. Something that simple can make a difference in results. And you really start believing then what you're saying and act accordingly. So then in addition to mindset, I outline the second part of the triangle, which is strategic relationships. And they are so critical, just critical to nonprofit success. And it cracks me up because it's, you know, we're social people, but yet so often we miss the opportunity to leverage our social capital. You know, we don't realize or we don't remember how generous people really are, that they want to help. So, you know, we take a look at how are you intentionally engaging with people in the community, how are you presenting opportunities for others to get involved with the organization. And, you know, we also ask the question, are you lining up your own support team? You're not in this alone, so who's around who can encourage you and maybe even hold you accountable to your important goals?
Mm-hmm.
That's a really juicy part of the book, the relationship piece. And then the third part of the triangle is winning practices, as I mentioned. And so these are the tools and the processes and the strategies and the technology, all the things that are needed to really execute on those goals. And so then when we look at those three components of the impact triangle, that's really the foundation for success. But then, of course, we all that's lovely and that's great, but then how do we apply it? So I dedicate the remaining sections of the book then to walking readers through, you know, ways to apply the impact triangle, that mindset, relationship, and winning practices. And we look at four key areas because as I was preparing to write the book, I interviewed 62 people. Yes.
Well, that's wonderful. I love research.
Yeah, it took a lot of time, too, but it was so fun, and it just, you know, reconnected me with people either I hadn't talked to in a long time or new people. And they were people in and around the sector, but they really helped me get a sense of what the biggest issues are that nonprofit leaders face, and it boiled down to four things. It was planning, fundraising, board development, and managing staff. So by working through each of those issues in the book, then readers can apply the impact triangle concepts to their unique situations. You know, as we know, every organization is different. And as they start doing that and applying those concepts, that's when they see real change occur. That's when I start getting emails about, oh, my gosh, you know, we were able to figure out how to raise more money towards our sustainability issues. You know, we have more engaged boards. We have more ambassadors in the community. And it just is has turned out to be so really great that when these nonprofit leaders have clear direction, they become less reactionary and more relaxed, and there's less chaos. So that's
Wow. That's
the impact triangle.
But that is definitely impactful. Yeah, I love the piece about, the strategies are wonderful. The strategies are great. We all need strategies. But the fact that, you talk about the mindset and the strategic partnerships, it echoes things that I share as well around, creating this idea of a data-driven culture. It's not just about measures. It's about how are you thinking about what the measures can do for your organization. So, yeah, I guess in some ways I'm using that same kind of philosophy. Like, it's not just the measures. It's about how you're framing that. And then also strategic partners is just – it's critical. I think successful leaders are those who kind of look at everything as a win-win, right? How are we both going to succeed in this situation, or how can we both gain something here instead of feeling very competitive and closed off in this sector? So I think it's great. I love it.
Well, and
I hope everyone reads it.
Thank you. And that's awesome because I just, what you were saying is so true, because when we look at, characteristics of successful nonprofits, they've really come to understand what collaboration means. It's not just a box they check off. And I just heard a quote the other day that said it was something like, instead of competing over the pieces of the pie, expand the pie. Really look at your strategic relationships and how can you, since I was using the funding example, how can we attract newer donors to create, better results? What is it that we're measuring to get us to that, desired outcome? So love that. Leadership and relationships, you're right, are just so critical.
Yeah, definitely. And I know you and I, we talk all the time, and we could talk for a while about this particular topic, but I'm trying to keep these short so people have time to fit them in their busy day. So I'm going to ask you this question that people have been asking me a lot as I talk about impact and excellence, and I know it's difficult, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Yes, and that is, what is the single most kind of important message, if you could drill it down into one thing you want people to understand?
That is a tough question. Well, first let me say that one of the things that the readers have consistently said about my book that they really appreciate is that it's very easy to read. I write like I talk, so that conversational style has been resonating. And as we mentioned before, it's just really practical in terms of application. And even at the end of each section, there's a summary with key points and action steps to take in each of these areas. But in terms of the single most important takeaway, I would say it is that the idea about to be successful in a nonprofit does not have to be complicated. If you do start by addressing your mindset and start with thinking about what's possible, that creates focus. So once your direction and strategy is clear, once you commit, you can execute in a way that eliminates all that chaos and frustration. So I would say it does not have to be complicated.
Okay.
It's the main takeaway, yeah.
Take a deep breath. Oh, it doesn't have to be complicated. Because it can feel complicated in the midst
Indeed.
Of it all. So that's definitely a very powerful message. And it's very important for every nonprofit leader just to remember, right? Like, when you're in the midst of the chaos, it doesn't have to be complicated. If it is being complicated, let's stop and take a look at it. So if people want to get more information, they want to figure out, how can I get a copy of the Impact Triangle, how can I work with Cindy, how can I learn more about this? I need this, life is too chaotic, I need to get some focus in my life. How can they find you?
Yes, well, so first of all, the book is on Amazon, so just type in the search bar, The Impact Triangle, and it will pop up. And if anybody that is a friend of yours is a friend of mine, and so for the people who are listening, if anybody wants to buy some in bundles of 10 or more, I'll do a reduced rate of $10 each, and they can just reach out to me through my website for books or for, thoughtful conversations. My website is www.possibility-cp.com, possibility-cp.com, and they can reach out to me through there.
great. Thank you. How generous of you. I'm sure that leadership teams could really benefit from kind of going through this book together. Have you found that to be the case?
Yeah, I have found that to be the case. For many of my clients, I'll give them one or two copies of the book, and almost always they're calling me back up and saying, okay, we need this for our whole board, or we need it for our management team. And when I speak, and I know you've had, similar experiences, people want to know more, and they're so excited about your new book coming out too, but they're saying, I need more than one. Our team needs to read this, which is pretty exciting.
It is exciting. All right, so before we let you go, I've got to ask you one more question because, all great authors get this question, and you're one of those. Do you think you'll write another book?
Well, that's a great question, and I have to say my answer has been changing over time. I think you and I talked last year about your book, and I was like, there is no way I'm writing another book. It's like having a baby. It's tons of work for months, and then it's followed by this intense delivery, right? But then you kind of forget about all the tough stuff. And at the end of the day, my mission at Create Possibility is to provide as many useful resources, whatever they might look like, to nonprofit leaders as I can. So I'm starting to think about what the next thing should be, and I'm definitely open to the idea of another book. And in the meantime, I've created some video trainings, and I'm continuing to write my blog. But trust me, you'll be one of the first to know, Sherry, if I decide to jump back into the writing game.
All right. Well, thank you. Maybe you should wait, a couple weeks before you get my
advice
on that. Well, I am so grateful for your time, and I know that our listeners are going to gain a lot of valuable content from the Impact Triangle, and even just listening to this and remembering that it doesn't have to be complicated and that we can really just change our mindset and reach out to our partners, and life can be a lot better and a lot more focused and impactful. So thank you so much for your message for being here today.
Well, and I just want to thank you again for inviting me to participate in this series. It's very cool, and I want to say to you that I know from when we first talked about your book over a year ago, and from hearing you speak and from following your work, that the information you have to share in impact and excellence about these high measurement cultures, that's just going to be so invaluable to your readers, and I wish you the absolute best of luck with it.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I know you and I are going to be on a journey together, so it'll be fun.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, we talked about someday we'll do something together. So stay tuned for that, everyone. All right. Well, thanks again for your time. And for those of you who are listening, if you do need any assistance in getting focused and getting more clarity and making things less complicated, please reach out to Cindy, and also if you're looking to increase your organization's measurement culture and you need help measuring your impact and value, Measurement Resources is always here to help. You can reach out to us and schedule a 20-minute complimentary strategy call. We're always here to help you. And also, if you're not getting these monthly webcasts and our articles in your inbox, I encourage you to sign up to our Achieving Excellence community. You can do so on our new and improved website at measurementresourcesco.com, and hopefully I will be hearing from you soon. Well, that's it for this webcast. Until next time, keep measuring and achieving excellence.